Yeah, it is. It can be. It can be glorious, and it could be really cruel. And, you know, there's a couple of things that just didn't go our way the last minute. You know, that five-point play, big call to have a three-point play, then the offensive rebound. I thought we had it bubbled out of our hands. They pick it up and get it again, and it's, you know, that's basketball gods smile down on you sometimes, and sometimes they take it away. But, look, the same as I said, the guys, I'm extremely proud of how we played today. That was Wildcats basketball. It was tough, hard. You know, they gave everything they did on the court, and I'm very proud of our effort. And if you're going to get beaten, you know, we got beaten by a better team, without a question. And I'm very proud of the guys, but it wasn't meant to be. Well, look, if Childress and Creek are hitting threes, you're in for a long night. And that's, we had, you know, they shoot 42% from the three-point line. That's probably their weakness. And we played to that, and they made shots out of it. So pick your poison, and they poison bet us. You know, well, we rode Bryce in the first quarter, then Bryce cramped up. He couldn't, you know, he's on one leg for the rest of the game. It was, so his impact really, you know, went downhill pretty fast after he got injured in the, well, cramped in the start of the second. So we didn't have that firepower that we did. And then we, you know, we had some really good looks with Gus on the inside. I thought Gus was playing well out there and getting some good looks. And look, a minute to go, or a minute and a half, or eight up. You know, we make a play and it's a 10-point game, but they came down, hit a three, had a 5-point play. It was a big call to get that, and the clock stopped and they made 5 points, so scores are level. So it's not like that we got whipped.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a bit empty feeling, a bit of an empty feeling right now to sit in the locker room and try and digest what just happened. You know, proud of the guys. Yeah, it's weird. I know Trev said it earlier in the week about rings and relationships, and but the two reasons you play, and the rings opportunity to try and win another championship ring got taken away tonight. And then you sit alongside the guys knowing each one of them is hurting as much as you are, and yeah, it breaks your heart. There can only be one team that advances in a semi-final, and good luck to Adelaide. They battled. I thought it was a really good game tonight, but this season will go down as a coulda, shoulda, woulda. I thought had some ups and downs, but if I'm going to go out, at least we're going out the right way, playing hard, playing for each other, playing unselfish. Yeah, it's just a heartbreaker to go out by having a lead like that.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda. It was almost like that. You look back on this game,
yeah, there's a few bunnies that dropped out, but that's the game. You know, credit to them. You know, Sobey goes down, makes a huge play. Then they get an O-board. Childress makes the M1. And that's basketball. A game can be decided by one or two big plays, and tonight was the epitome of that. You know, it's a cardinal sin to give up O-boards from a free throws, and I'm going to lose sleep over that. But you know, credit to the guys. I loved them as teammates. Just couldn't get it done tonight. But I think Adelaide will be great in the grand final. It's going to be an exciting series. But, yeah, just wish we were there.
Trim, you need some players to step up tonight.
And
there were some pretty good performances for guys that did. Kenny,
yep.
Bryce went off here.
Yep.
Lost nothing as far as scoring.
Yep.
Just concerned. Brand, the second half on 3,000. Yep. Even Cook had some big defensive plays in there as well. Is that what you wanted them to do? Is that what you asked them to do? Is that what you felt?
Yeah, just give us the bounce off the bench. You know, I thought JK was great tonight. He was aggressive. He was right into it, you know, and I was debating whether to keep him in there and take him out. Obviously, you want Damo in there and Bryce is cramping out, so it was a kind of a rotation. I was just trying to keep him out there as long as I could. I thought he had it. And Gus is, you know, his maturity and his development from last year this year is, you know, it's heading in the right direction, and he's going to be a big part of us for the next couple of seasons going forward. So, Well, the 17 seconds, isn't it? 17 seconds Adelaide were in front by. And it's the most important time to be in front at the end. And, you know, it was an 8-point split. It was 88 to 80. They come out of the timeout, and then I think Childress hit a three, make it five. We turn the ball down the other end. So that's where, you got to, that moment, that's the ones you got to grab. And unfortunately, it didn't go our way. Yeah, it's disappointing. That's been our stronghold for the last couple of years, and like we got really taken to the cleaners last time in Adelaide against them, and tonight we got beaten again, and there was three crucial rebounds down at the end, and we just couldn't secure the ball, and then we couldn't get any speed out of the backcourt. So it's we're taking the ball out of the net all the time and foul shots. It's a slower game, and we couldn't really get into that groove. And so it's an area that we'll certainly look at next season.
It's tough because you just walk in from a 1-point loss. But do you feel you're far off?
Well, it's so marginal to win a championship and not. You've got to have stuff go your way. And there's no excuse that Bryce goes down, Damo gets cut, Waxy gets cut. It's just some of those things. You've got to have a little bit of luck to go your way as well. But we couldn't, we've probably been a little bit inconsistent through the year. And that when it comes down to the crunch, you've got to have that faith and trust in each other. And, you know, maybe that was a little bit too that we were inconsistent. We don't know when we were going to get it and to close out the game a little bit better. But, So the guys, we play Wildcats basketball. You walk off the court, shake a man's hand and say, well done. And that's, Adelaide did a hell of a job tonight.
You're obviously chasing three lead. We've seen changes to your squad throughout
the past.
Does it feel like an end of an era at all? Or are you confident that this makeup, this group can have
it, has
reload and go again?
Well, you keep on bringing it up. So I don't think about it that way. You keep bringing it up. We've had a great run the last, three out of four. It's without a question. But, we've lost a fair few people from last year. Sean retired, Matty retired. You're losing, 4-8 championships out of those, and you're losing 700 NBL games. That's a big whack to fill up. So, we'll do what we always do. We'll build up a good team and give it a crack next year. Look, if Adelaide shoot like that, they're tough. They're playing the right way and they're up and about and they can go small ball, big ball. They're playing really well and, it's going to be a great series. So the home court's a big advantage for the finals. That's a killer. I think Adelaide will get the two at home if they can pinch one on the road. But they're capable. If Childress and Creek are going to shoot like that, they're tough. Now, we'll go back through a review. We always do a pretty detailed review how we can better and improve for next year. And, we'll look back. Could we have got better this year? Maybe. Some things are outside of our control with that, though. But we want to win a championship. That's our goal. So we'll make decisions according to that in the next couple of weeks. What he did tonight was just unbelievable. He's got one leg, and I know he's going to be disappointed he missed a foul shot, but that's what he did. He's been the one consistent player that's just played his heart out, and he's so unselfish, and I'd love to have half a team of Bryce and half a team of Damo.
Obviously, his offense.
Yeah, look, he started the second quarter and then he just came straight over the bench and said, sub me out, and I didn't know what was going on. Then I seen him and he was limping. He's just no explosion and no speed. And maybe he would have got that steal the last minute a bit if, he had been fully healthy and we go down and score a bucket at the end, but who knows. But, look, he was limping around on one leg, and that's just a courageous effort.
Do you